I got to just real quick, Vaughn. Let me know if I'm going overboard here. My grandfather was a fisherman in Alexandria, Virginia, and passionate Redskins fan. I watched Redskins games with him until he passed away into his 70s. He's one of these guys who would jump up and scream, "Go, Sammy, go," no matter who was carrying the ball, because, you know, Sammy Ball was it for him. My dad had an oil painting of Sonny Jurgensen on his wall, and when it came time to give my old man a present for his birthday or for Christmas, we all know what we were getting him. We were getting him a jersey. We were getting him a piece of artwork. We were getting him something to do with the Washington Redskins. I've been a fan of this team for 31 years, and I don't know how many thousands of dollars I have dumped down this team in merchandise and in jerseys and in tickets, and that was all my call. It was all my doing. I did that by myself, but the Washington Redskins owe us. The Washington Redskins owe me, and they owe everybody else that has ever taken crap from Cowboys fans, that has ever not jumped on the Patriots or the Steelers bandwagon, that has remained loyal in this melting pot. You owe us money. We are not whores, and you are not our pimps. And you cannot go out there with that collection of millionaires, multimillionaires. And I'm not just talking about the players. I'm talking about the coaches. I'm talking about everybody involved in this franchise. You owe us money, and you owe us an apology. Because you went out there and you half-assed. Half-assed isn't even the right word for it. Because if you half-assed it, you can still be involved in a game. And you weren't involved in that game. Both my parents were teachers, and neither one of them ever made a lot of money. But I tell you what, if they would have gone in on their jobs and performed the way that those millionaires performed last night, they would be shown the door. And I don't fault you for making money. This is America. You make your money because people have deemed that your occupation deserves that type of money, and they're willing to pay it. But damned if I'm going to sit here and allow you to go out there and conduct yourselves that way and act like that's okay on,
they owe you,
on national television with your season on the line against a divisional opponent. How dare you conduct yourself that way?
Get him, Chad.
How dare you go out there and go down 28 points and let Mike Vick look like the greatest quarterback that has ever played the game?
In the first quarter.
In the first quarter. And then you score a touchdown, and what happens? Okay, maybe they'll climb back, and it's 35-7 before you can blink an eye. How dare you conduct yourself that way? You owe us. You owe the fan base. You owe anyone that has ever had to go into a bar. You owe us for having 50% Philadelphia Eagles fans in that stadium last night. Not 30%, 50.
Get them.
You're a joke from the top down. Every single person on that team deserves to lose their job today. Every single person. How dare you not turn in your keys? How dare you not go out to Ashburn and say, "Here's my key card"? Do you know how loyal and passionate this fan base is? Do you know how much crap we have to put up with? Do you know how much crap we have to put up with people saying you have a racist nickname and your team's been losers for 10 years and the Dallas Cowboys own you and the Giants own you? And we got to deal with every time we go into that stadium, there's 50% Broncos fans, and you charge us $35 to park at your stupid stadium. And you sign a bunch of old-ass players year after year after year, and none of them pan out. And Brandon Lloyd's catching 50 touchdowns in Denver, and Ryan Clark's a Pro Bowler. Go screw! You go out there and put on that performance last night. I got to sit here and get these emails and know that these texters are calling in from... What do I tell these people? What do I tell these Redskins fans today? I gotta look at LeVar, who played for this team and has no knees left, and people call in and say that he gave up on the team and that he betrayed them and he went to New York. Do you know what a joke this is?
Get him.
That happened in Maryland. That might as well have been the link. It might as well have been the link last night. And you know what? I don't even blame the fans for leaving. It was raining and crappy and cold out, and 50% of them had left by the end of the first quarter, and God bless the ones that did, because you deserve to do it. Boo them off the field, and then leave and go home and go on with your life. Disaster. Wow. Then Eric Bickle, I love you, EB. I love you to death. I think you're one of the most talented DJs on the planet. But to sit here and listen to you apologize and say it's just one game, it's not just one game. It's 28 points in the first quarter against the Eagles with your season on the line, with Mike Shanahan, with a $70 million contract in place, being talked about Monday Night Football. How dare you? You're an embarrassment. You embarrass the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the
world. You spit in our face last night. You spit
all in it.
Having Albert Haynesworth do the worm on the field, and they've got it on video. It's on the DC Sports blog. He's doing the worm, LeVar.
It looked like he was just dead.
Andre Carter's out there busting his ass trying to run down Mike Vick, and I watch Albert Haynesworth rolling around on the floor. And you brought that man here. You brought him here because you don't know what you're doing.
Getting a little money, too.
You capitalize every single year off the sweat and the blood of the people that built this franchise. You capitalize off of it. You bilk us out of our money. I'm paying $500 for John Riggins jerseys for my old man for Christmas because of what happened before you came here, Dan Snyder. Before you came here.
Are you tired of this?
Tired's not the word. Wounded is the word. I was angry last night. I sound angry now. I'm hurt. I was born in Alexandria Hospital, LeVar. I went to Lake Braddock. I went to Orange Hunt Elementary School. I lived off Seiden Stricker Road in Springfield, Virginia. I live in Sunset Woods Court in Burke, Virginia. I went to George Mason University. I'm Northern Virginia. I'm D.C. I bleed it. And you kill me. You make me sick.
You picked them to win.
I picked him to win. The only one on the show.
Yep. We knew you were a homer that way. How do you feel now?
I don't know what to say. Here's what I know. My stance. Let me tell you, Var. My stance on Cowboys fans in this area, my stance on Philadelphia Eagles fans in this area, it has changed. If you want to be a Steelers fan, do it. You deserve better. You deserve better than to sit in the rain at $500 a ticket, and they're telling you they've sold out for 12 years in a row when you know they haven't. When they're charging you $30 to park a mile away. When it's $100 for a jersey and $10 for a beer, and no one shows up. Nobody.
Get them, Chad.
You suck. You suck, Dan Snyder. You suck, Mike Shanahan. And you suck, Washington Redskins. And you suck for over a decade. And you embarrassed us last night.
Get him.
How am I supposed to look at people in the eye? How do you look at anyone in the eye?
You can't. Not as Redskins fans, you can't. Get him.
I'm sorry. I'm wearing it on my sleeve today because I'm listening to all of it today. And I'm listening to all the snarky, and enough with the snarky crap on the blogs. Each Redskins blog trying to be snarkier and funnier than the rest and make up their one-liner that'll get retweeted. Screw you! I live this!
Get him.
Donovan goes out there. You let Mike Vick score 6 touchdowns? He scores 6 touchdowns on you? Mike Vick? Mike Vick, who was running the Wildcat last year, who was in prison the year before?
Get him.
Said the key to
jailhouse all over him, Chad. Get him.
Var said the key to the game is not getting beat up top. I sat there on the air yesterday, an hour before kickoff, 2 hours before, whatever it is, said the key to the game is don't let DeSean Jackson beat you up top. And the first play. Then you turn the ball. Then you give Donovan McNabb 70 mil plus, and you run the ball 3 straight times to open the game.
Get him.
There's nothing. There's a gaping hole in the middle of Redskins fans today, and there's nothing we can say, and there's nothing we can do, and we've got to take it from the rest of the NFL.
You got to deal with it.
How many yards? I forgot how many yards the Eagles put up. Oh, I know. They set their franchise record.
Get them.
How many records were set last night on the backs of the Redskins?
A whole bunch.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you walk out of that locker room and say that's a tough loss? We'll get them next week. Turn your key card in.
Get them.
Fire them all. Pay Mike Shanahan out. Pay Hazlitt out. Pay Donovan out. Pay them all out. And get them out of here. And then Dan Snyder, go ride the Twister at Six Flags for the rest of your life. Go whip me up a Johnny Rockets burger. Get the hell away from my football team. Get away from it.
Get him out of there.
I wish Joe Pa was here today. I wish his balls were everywhere, and he was revoking scholarships, and Snyder was on his Segway. The draft saw him with people making sure that he doesn't fall off and segueing his ass out to Reston, wherever he wants to live the rest of his life. You suck! You suck! You have reduced our team to nothing! We're a laughing stock every year.
Yeah. How about we take a break and then we come back and kind of...
You understand? ESPN and Yahoo are describing it as... They're not saying the Eagles beat the Redskins. They're saying the Eagles embarrassed the Redskins.
Well, that's what they did. That's what they did.
Why haven't the players turned in their key cards? Give back your game checks.
They don't want to do that.
Where's my refund? Where's my refund? I want a check. I want reparations. I want Redskins reparations. I got a closet full of jerseys. What do I do with them? What? I need to have a kid because I got plenty of diapers. Plenty of burgundy and gold diapers in my closet. You frauds. You might as well. I feel like I watched The Town. I feel like Ben Affleck put a mask on and robbed a bank. We were robbed. We were robbed. I just lost my voice.
Yeah, all right. Don't lose it. We got a little bit left. You got a little bit left in you.
I got to get out of this market.
Let's go to the break, but come on.
I have to get out of this market. I can't cover a team. I had to sit there last night and watch them get bled. And watch them. It's like the end of Casino. Joe Pesci's watching his brother get beat to death with a baseball bat. That's what last night was. Because I got to come in here and do a radio show about the team I love. And they're bleeding all over the field. This is going to get real. And I don't, if this bums you out, I don't know what to tell you. My grandfather and my dad and I, we don't have a lot in common. We never had a lot in common. None of us had the best relationships. The one thing we always had was the Redskins, and we watched the Redskins together, and when he passed away, I watched the Redskins with my dad, and I don't talk to my dad a lot, but we always talk about the game, and he always calls and says, son, what's going on with the game? Tell me about the game. And just to see that happen, it touched like a really weird place. I've seen the Redskins get S-canned before, and I've seen them lose, and I'm used to it. But it just all came to a head, and it's just the amount of guff. And if you're a Skins fan out there, you know what I'm talking about. The amount of crap that we have to take on a daily basis because this is such a transient area is difficult. And it's difficult to be a Redskins fan if they're winning. And when that happened last night, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? There is nothing you can say. We spent all the money. We brought in all the names. We gave them all the support. And to be rewarded with that, and that's the response. It just touched a really weird place. So I apologize if the screaming upsets you, but it was inevitable because of what happened during the game. But what a game. What a game it was.